Horses have been the fabric that has woven my life together. Hello and welcome. I am Jess Kampman's equine-guided sacred messenger, guided by Equus. Join me as we journey together in the experiential world of horses and the ancient and alchemical pathway for living life connected. Horses hold the key to healing, harmony, and soul restoration. The Horse Wisdom Channel, a podcast for those seeking a deeper and more harmonious soul purpose connection to themselves, the horses, and life. Hey there, and welcome back to the Horse Wisdom Channel. This is episode 4, and I want to welcome you into this space with myself and the horses. Thank you for finding us here, and I look forward to sharing tons of experiences that are part of this month of April with you so that hopefully you can find your own way through what I share and what I've tuned into on behalf of the horses to bring this all forward. So just inviting you to take a deep breath and find yourself in wherever you're at right now. Take a minute to notice, notice how your connection with this episode is inviting you to feel into your body, or maybe that you've taken the time to just be with us today and are listening, and what that means to you. And so I really want to start all of these episodes with inviting you into this space. And like I had shared in the previous episodes, what I tap into is the soul wisdom of what I call the soul wisdom of the day, the month, the week, the animal, the people. And so with each month, there is an invitation to be able to engage with a certain type of energy. And the energy of April was the idea or the word galvanizing. And galvanizing, I actually had to look up because I kind of understood what it meant. But it actually means to shock or use energy or electricity to shock into bringing into being. And so I'm not sure where you're at with this month of April, but I actually went to record this podcast 2 days ago, and I recorded it, and then I tried to upload it, and for whatever reason, there was no possibility, there was no possible way that I could get it uploaded. I tried tons of different ways of moving it from where I had it recorded onto the computer, and it just wasn't happening. So I left it at that and went on about my day, and then had an incident last night, actually, where I got bucked off my horse, and that kind of actually shocked me because I wasn't really ready for it, and I certainly wasn't anticipating it, and it's been many, many years since I've been bucked off a horse, and my goal with working with my horses is that there is no reason that they should buck. And I'm laughing, and I actually got launched because I was trying to pony another mare with me, and so I was completely unprepared for this, and on one side of me was a fence, a steel fence, and so from what I think I did is I launched myself out of the saddle the other way, but because I had the reins in my one hand and this rope of the mare I was leading or ponying along behind me in my other hand, I used my face to land. And so this morning I woke up with half an eye shut and a giant, giant gash on my cheek. And so that kind of took a little bit out of me. And then I went out to find my horse, Eagle, who was in need of emergency attention. And so I will actually back up, because what I want to offer is that this idea of the month of April inviting us to into the energy of galvanizing, and so that's shocking our system into moving into transforming our way of being, is how I want to kind of relate it. And there was a horse that that I tuned into this energy of this idea of galvanizing with, and that horse was Noche, and his soul wisdom is honoring. And so the idea of honoring is that it doesn't matter what you're invested in or what your outcomes are in life, is that we honor the most precious and sacred thing that we are and that exists within us as a gift to the world. And so the horse I was riding that bucked me off was Noche. And I found it interesting last night as I was feeling sorry for myself after I'd come in the house, was that I actually was doing the very thing. I was trying to just ride him to ride him. And I wasn't really paying attention to what he was maybe offering me. And so he told me really quick, like, to get off until I was ready to pay attention. And so after that incident, I got back on him. I tied Fancy the mare up, and him and I went for a little ride. And actually, without using any cues and just simply using the idea of asking him to move with my mind, which was a lot more subtle than the cues I believe I was using when I was trying to pony Fancy along behind us. And so he shared with me that I wasn't honoring him, and nor was I honoring the relationship that he really wanted. And so in no uncertain terms, I had to face that, and I have to face everybody who now can see the fact that my face is swollen and black and blue. But what was even more interesting is that I woke up to my horse Eagle, who was standing kind of in an interesting position. And again, I want to bring the story backwards first. The last couple weeks, there's been an interesting dynamic between him and the herd going on in a way that had me kind of wondering why, what these interactions were that I was seeing from him. And then a couple days ago, so two nights ago, he was colicking, and colic in a horse is can be fatal. And so I noticed that he was getting down to roll, and it's a where they have pain in their gut and they will roll to release the pain, but it actually twists their gut, and that's how it can be fatal. He wasn't quite at that stage, so I haltered him and I started walking him, and I administered some medicine to him. And within a short period of time, a few hours of us walking, and he felt tired. He felt exhausted to me, which when we are in pain, that's how we can feel. But this felt like a really just a deep tiredness. And I took him out on the road, and he wanted to just start walking north. And had I not turned him around to come back home, I felt like he would have just kept walking, walked until he laid down, and that would have been it. But I brought him back home and continued to walk him. And then as soon as he seemed like he was more himself, I turned him loose back into the pen with the other horses. And when I came out later that night to check on him, he was standing at the very north end of the pen, facing north again. And he was just standing there looking that way, almost as if part of him was still walking. And so I really had to observe this and what it meant. Because Eagle, for me, when he came into my life he was born in 2008, and I got him in 2009 as a yearling, and he was an extremely sensitive horse, extremely sensitive, and so proud and so courageous. I was told that as a weanling colt, he stood down a 2,000-pound bull, because that's just who he was. He knew exactly who he was, and he knew how to use his power and his courage. But there was this extreme sensitivity to him that made him almost electrifying. Him and I together had this shocking relationship where it was almost as if we didn't know how to come together because we were too intense for each other. And so I spent most of my life up until probably about this last week, I guess. And the last couple of years, it's been a little bit better, but I've never gotten to the point where I can actually do something with him. And so when colic hit him, and I was able to get a halter on him, and I took him for a walk. Him and I actually had a really meaningful exchange that I realized, if I lose you through this, at least I've connected to you in a way that I never have before. And so with that realization and the idea that maybe Eagle was kind of tired of living this, like he just felt exhausted in his body. When I woke up this morning and noticed that he was again standing there kind of looking to the north, it didn't really seem odd to me, and I stood there watching him, and he was standing there for quite a while. And then his one daughter, Summer, came and walked up to him, and I'm witnessing this. And she turned, and actually he started following her, and it was almost like she was leading him back towards me. And I noticed that he had foam coming out of his nose and mouth. And right away I realized, oh my gosh, this is an emergency situation. So I went in there and I assessed him, and realized that we needed some help and some attention. And I'll kind of bring this story all wrapping up together, in that Eagle's soul wisdom is to nullify. And to nullify, how he kind of shared it with me, is that nullifying is the end or the closure of an era or a paradigm or something that has worked in the past but is no longer applicable for the future. And when I found him this morning, I thought, that's it. This is his way out. He's done with this. And so him and I spent most of the day waiting for the vet. And I went through the motions of accepting that I was going to either have to put him down or he was going to die there at my feet. And when you have to face death, this is not the first horse death I've faced, but it doesn't ever get easier, because we still have to, I don't even want to say accept, because accept is not the right word, but I sat there with him holding space and witnessing the relationship that we hadn't had for 12 years, and that overnight I got to connect with him in a way that I never have before, and I realized I might never get to again. And so this, sitting there with him all day, out in the blazing sun, trying to find him shade, and so that my face wasn't feeling too bad, I actually realized at some point that I have to let him go. If this is his end, I mean, yes, maybe there was surgery or something that could have been done, but when it comes to my animals, what I've also realized is that they are here to help me learn and help me grow. And so if I'm trying to hold on to them for my own sense of security, then I'm not being true to them. And so I had to realize that if this was his way of leaving me so that he could kind of set himself free from this body and this relationship that maybe hasn't really been working for us, I had to honor that. And then I realized, well, of course, I have to face what is happening right before my very eyes and in my own experience of it, because it's not going away. And if I have to make this decision, then I better be prepared for the finality of it. And so the vet actually took quite a bit longer to come than I had anticipated. And at that point in time when he came and told us what we could do and that the end wasn't right here at this very moment, everything that I'd realized that I had been kind of shocked into, that realization of understanding and realizing what I needed to honor in my life, became very clear to me. And Eagle is still here, and I'm recording this shortly after I just made sure that he was comfortable. And I don't know where tomorrow will bring us, but I do know that that old relationship of him and mine no longer exists, because through the experience of death, even though neither one of us died in that moment, but through the experience of being there together and understanding that we can't hold on to each other and we can't hold on to that relationship because there's nothing left for us there, I guess I can say that that him and I set each other free from that, and that from here forward, whatever it is that happens is kind of up to, I'll say it's up to him, but I'm not going to fall backwards now that I have become conscious that I no longer want to only exist with him. I actually want to be able to have this relationship with his sensitivity. And so in a matter of one day, my life with him changed, and it's moved me and actually galvanized into my own sense that that experience, that through death or through the experience of possibly dying, because we actually, when we're faced with death, we realize what is precious and sacred to us. And unfortunately for many of us, myself included, until we're faced with it, we can go on living this mostly comfortable life until we either get bucked off or kicked in the head, or we're faced with an animal or a human on the other side of us that we have to hold space for and witness without holding on to them, because if they need to set themselves free, then I have to be able to honor that. And while I'm honoring that, I'm also honoring this thing within myself that is noticing what is actually deeply essential and sacred to me. And so I hope that this all kind of makes sense and on some level helps you understand your own experience of this month of April. And I would have loved to have gotten this podcast out earlier, but the universe works in mysterious ways. And so here it is. And I really invite you to just drop into the space of noticing maybe how that's shown up for you in your life. This idea of honoring, of nullifying, and of galvanizing something that is super precious within you. Because kind of like my today, all of a sudden Eagle became my number one priority. And my family supported me. They made food. They came out to check on me and Eagle. My face that hurt wasn't even the priority. All of a sudden, that wasn't even a problem. This horse in front of me who was dying, he was my focus. And so that galvanized within me the idea that this life that we're living right now is super precious. And within you is something also super precious. And if you continue to not honor it, then that experience for you will eventually come and find you. And it may not be like this one of mine, where currently both of us are still here and we have a way to find a more honoring way of being in relationship with each other. And even if tomorrow I wake up and he's no longer here, then it reminds me of that movie with, I think that was Meg Ryan, where I forget who was on the other side of her, but he was an angel and he came to Earth and he chose to come to Earth and incarnate into a human body. And then she was biking down the hill and her arms were free and she was killed instantly by a truck. But that one experience that they had together was enough. And so I don't know how these podcasts always seem to just dive deep right into it. I didn't know that this would be actually what would be part of them. But I guess if this is what's needed to be brought through at this moment in time, and my goal was to share my experiences of my horses and what they are offering and what the lessons that they are giving me. And so if I'm being true to the idea that this podcast is about bringing the soul wisdom through and the horse wisdom, then this relating to feel, timing, and balance, this one was really in connection with all three, because in order to be in balance with him, the fact that the timing cycle was maybe counting, the clock was counting down, all of a sudden I realized, if I don't really connect to you and deeply feel and have compassion for who you are, even though I had no idea how to relate to you before, in that moment I was able to find him and him with me, because he started leading me down the road and we were together doing that. And even if he is no longer here tomorrow, I found that relationship, that whether it existed for an hour or our lifetime together, was there. And so, yeah, once again, I don't know how these always get to go deep, but I guess that's part of life, and that's part of the being able to experience all of it, and being able to understand why we are faced with these different experiences every single day. Because all of a sudden, if we wake up tomorrow and we don't realize what is our biggest priority, maybe, then maybe it won't be there. And so if this month of April, which only has a few days left, becomes super intense for you, know that you've got this, and whatever you need to do to help you move through it is part of you. It exists within you, and it's wanting you to honor it, and it's wanting to shock you into realizing how much a part of it is needed for you to recognize and bring it to life. And if you need help and you need support or you need guidance or you need to understand it, I'm here for you, and so are my horses, and we would be honored to help you in any way, shape, or form. And so I really just thank you guys for listening to these, and I'm excited to see what the month of May brings us. So stay tuned, because the month of May's podcast will be released within the first week of May. So that is coming soon to the Horse Wisdom channel. So much love to all of you guys, and thank you for sharing this journey with me. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on the Horse Wisdom channel. Your support makes this channel possible, and I really and truly mean that. If you enjoyed this episode and are looking for more, please hit the subscribe button, and don't forget to leave your review. You can find us on Facebook, Jess Kampmann's Guided by Equus with Butte Morgans. Follow us on Instagram at Jess Guided by Equus. If you are looking for mentorship, guidance, or support, check out our website, www.jesskampmanns.com. And lastly, don't forget to download your complimentary copy of the Horse Wisdom Cosmic Energy Monthly Guidebook. You can find the link to download in the show notes. Till next time, take care, be inspired, and may the horse be with you.